You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam Nisiyaya Thikum Queen Ansep Hydra Siyam Nisiyam Nisiyaya Anthas Yakhliya Talitin Homasqueam Mustayo.
And thank you for listening. This is Michael here on Community Living Radio, and you're listening to us here on CITR UBC Campus 101.9 FM. And today I have a recorded conversation with Tabison Chikani, and she is starting a new thing here in the Vancouver Lower Mainland with the UN International Day for Disabilities. And this is a conversation that we had around that and around accessible travel. So here we go. And welcome back, everybody, to Community Living Radio. And I'm here today with Tabison Chikani.
Chagani.
I knew I would eventually say your name wrong when I went on air with this. But anyway, Tabison is an accessible travel specialist and accessible travel blogger. She is the first Vice Miss Wheelchair of Canada from 2017 and a wheelchair globetrotter. So, Tabison, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, tell us a little bit more about yourself. What does all that really mean?
Well, of course, first of all, I would begin by saying thank you so much to Michael for inviting me to be part of this show and to be able to reach so many listeners. And I really, really appreciate this opportunity to be able to come on the show and talk to you guys. So having said that, I am originally from Pakistan, and I came to Canada in 1994. I am a Canadian, proud Canadian now. I have been involved with several activities, volunteer activities, and last year it really, really interested me when I saw something on Facebook talking about Miss Wheelchair Canada Beauty Pageant. Now, such pageants have never taken place in Canada, and it caught my eye, and I was very, very interested. So I found out that this was being organized by Wheelchair Dance Sports Association of Canada. And the founder of that organization is Olesya Kornienko, who has cerebral palsy. And she's a wheelchair dancer and a wonderful, wonderful person. So I contacted her, and she was very, very she was very, very excited to hear that I was excited about this event. And, you know, we started working on it, and she had already been working on it since the past 1 year. And we started, you know, recording interviews and promoting it on social media, promoting it on YouTube, so that people would know what this pageant is all about. And we got a few responses. We did not get as many as we had hoped, but we did get a few responses. We had the pageant in Vancouver in last year, and I got the title of first Vice Miss Wheelchair Canada 2017, and here I am today. creating that awareness with people of all abilities. I will not use the word here disabilities, but I will say people of all abilities, that we are all beautiful in our own unique way. It is just that we have to come out and create that awareness in others, empower others, inspire others to be themselves, to live a full life, and to make the most of each and every day that is given to you. I am also an avid traveler. I love to travel. I love to take pictures. I love to, you know, meet new people, try different new cuisines. And for that, I have traveled to several parts of the world. I have been to Egypt and Dubai. And of course, I have been to Lisbon, Portugal. And I have traveled to several places in Canada as well as the U.S., to Hawaii and to Cancun and to Cuba and, of course, many places in the U.S. like the Grand Canyon. And my thing was that I want to see at least 5 of the 7 wonders of the world. So I have kind of achieved that. I have seen the pyramids of Giza. I have seen the Taj Mahal in Agra, India. Mm-hmm. I have seen the Niagara Falls, and I have seen the Eiffel Tower, yeah. and there are still a lot of places that I have not seen and I would like to travel.
Yeah.
I'm a polio survivor. I had polio as a child when I was 1 year old. So I was not born with a disability, but I have lived my entire life with a disability, pretty much.
Yeah.
And I should say that I am not a sufferer, but I'm a survivor. I have lived a full, happy life, trying to make the most of all the opportunities that were given to me. Mm-hmm. And here I am today talking to a group of people whom I am hoping that I can create a positive impact, and I consider myself a positive influencer.
Well, I believe that you are a positive influencer. I like how you defined yourself as a survivor and not a sufferer, because I guess it's your intent to leave the victim part out of it and just move forward with life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is so much that life has to offer. It's just that you have to keep your mind open and your heart open and recognize. You have to keep your heart open for good things to come to you. You know, if you have all these tall walls around you, good things will not come to you. But you have to be open to embracing, accepting all that. And that comes with time. That mm-hmm. comes with as you grow older. And hopefully wiser, but that comes with, you know, as you live your life. And I would say that there have been times when I had shut myself in a closet. I didn't want to come out of there. But then, so many people I encountered in my social circle, my friends, my relatives, my siblings, who told me that no, it doesn't have to be that way. They were really very supportive, and they helped me find the positive attributes that I have and that I am born with. And they said, it's okay if you use a wheelchair for mobility. It's who you are.
Right.
And that is most important.
Well,
that's the thinking, and that's the mindset that I reinforce in myself every single moment of the day, and that keeps me going.
Yeah, one of the first things that I noticed out of you, it wasn't actually the chair; it was your smile. It's vibrant. And contagious.
Yes, I have been told that too. It is contagious, my smile and my laughter, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, it's just the happiness that is contagious. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are around people who are happy and you can feel those happy vibes, you know, you catch it. And no matter how bad a day you are having, but you still feel that positivity. And that positivity does a lot of good. So that's why I said you have to keep yourself open to good things coming to you, and they will. And they will come in, first they will, of course, come in small bundles, and then they will come in large waves. And you just have to be open to embracing all that.
Yeah. Okay. I just noticed something in your Facebook profile.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that you studied medicine?
Yes.
Wow.
I am a qualified physician from Pakistan.
Uh-huh.
When I immigrated to Canada, I came here as an independent skilled worker. I got my immigration in that category.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, after coming here, I found out that I have to go through a very lengthy and hard process, difficult process, to qualify to practice as a physician.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that happens with a lot of professions when you switch countries. If you weren't invited in as that thing, then they hit you with this process.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a bit... it's a bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how the rules are. That's how the rules are made. And these rules are made for all the foreign graduates.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many foreign graduates from different, from different professions who come to Canada or who come to another country like the U.S. or Australia or any of the European countries. And their credentials are not accepted, and they have to, work in very different professions than what they have been educated and trained for.
Well, a doctor becomes an accessible travel specialist, or a chemical engineer becomes a radio personality.
Yes.
Okay, we'll trade.
There you go. You know exactly what I mean.
Right. I moved here from the U.S. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before coming into the accessible travel industry, I worked for biomedical research for several years at UBC. And that is where I got my master's in experimental medicine. And I worked in biomedical research, and I worked for biotechnology companies and academic research. And then, of course, it became a bit monotonous.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
yeah, that's amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I moved to... insurance, and I worked for 9 years for a travel insurance company as a medical claims examiner. Again, still using my medical education and background,
mm-hmm.
but still applying all the skills and the education that I had received and all the skills that I had learned, and using my expertise, but in a different field. So sometimes, it's hard to identify how you can branch out.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard and it's painful. It can also be heartbreaking. It can also be demoralizing. But you just have to make the most of what is given to you. And as I always say, when you have lemons, make lemonade. You cannot make orange juice out of lemons. And that's what you have to do, is whatever situation you are in, whatever opportunities that you are faced with, or whatever opportunities you are given, make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you will make the life much easier and happier on yourself and the people around you.
Yeah. Well, one thing I have to ask you this, and forget the pun, but...
Can you sit still? Because you've done so many things. Wow. you're hyper.
I'm sitting still right now while talking to you. Actually, no, I am still, you know, trying to type on computer with one hand.
There are some people in the world they say, Tabitha is in a wheelchair. That means that she has to be sedentary.
Yes.
And that's just so not true. I mean, yes. Most of our listeners understand this, and
yeah.
And some of the things that we actually do here is advocating for rights for people with disabilities to be able to have a variety of, like, the variety of jobs that you've done. It's like, mm-hmm. we wanted to make that the norm.
Yeah.
That just because you have what people would say is a disability, or what the government would hand you as, hey, you're disabled, you don't have to do this, you know, say, yeah. hey, you know, you can ignore that and just move forward with your life and live an extraordinary life like you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is something that was further made possible for me when I immigrated to Canada. I, you know, coming from Pakistan, it's a constraining culture. I wouldn't say it's a restricting and constraining culture. There are a lot of things that women don't do in that part of the world. There were lots of things that I did not do while growing up with a, you know, as a person. And there were many things that I wanted to do as a child, but I could not do, or I did not know how to do as a child with a disability. Mm-hmm. However, when I immigrated to Canada in 1994, and I was in my 20s at that time, I realized that, oh my God, this opens a whole new world for me. And I could see that there were adaptive sports, and I could see that there were a lot of things that people with disabilities, amputees, spinal cord injury, all kinds of disabilities could do, developmental disabilities, birth disabilities. And, you know, I looked at myself and I said, oh my God, there are so many things that even I can do. And I, you know, tried to learn and started to do things and, you know, catch up with things that I had missed out while I was growing up. And one of them was learning to swim, do water exercises, do adaptive sports like wheelchair tennis and badminton, wheelchair basketball. I started attending events that were organized by organizations like Spinal Cord Injury BC. Mm-hmm. And I got into their peer program because when I came to Canada, of course, I was looking for work, and they helped me update my resume, and they also helped me with interview skills because coming from a different culture and, you know, it was a totally different mindset that I had to adopt. Now it's become part of my psyche, but at that time it was a different mindset. So I learned all those things, and you know, very soon I adapted myself because I am very adaptable. And my biggest advantage was that I could speak the language fluently. You know, learning a new I didn't have to learn a new language. I already came with that skill. But I had to learn a lot of other things that I did not know. And at the same time, I also started taking workshops and things that would, you know, kind of help me come out of that of that closet.
Right.
And I started to, of course, enjoy life, open up, started to socialize, go camping, and kayaking and paddle boarding, all adaptive sports. And I even went ziplining last year.
Wow. So I'm gonna stop you right there. We need to get to a break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with Tabison. So
okay.
Hang on one
second. I'm right here.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC, Vancouver.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
And welcome back. You're listening to Community Living Radio. And we're here with Tabison. And Tabison is with Travel for All. And she is, well, it's one time... Canada's Miss Wheelchair. I'm going to say this backwards. Canada's Miss Wheelchair 2017. I kind of said that a little backwards, but anyway, you in the previous second we stopped you at you were talking about adapting life from Pakistan to Canada and the number of activities that opened up for you. Now, somewhere along the line, something inspired accessible travel for you. Was that one of the things that actually did the scene that, hey, there's a whole nother world that you can, that's accessible, or how did that work out?
Well, accessible travel, of course, inspired me and also got me interested because, as I've said, I've always enjoyed traveling. Being in Pakistan, we used to travel within Pakistan, and we used to also take, some trips outside, which we did not take too many trips outside of Pakistan, but we went to India, and we did a lot of vacations locally. And my dad was always very supportive of the idea that, you have to get out of the house and leave your home behind and do something in another place. It's fun. It's a good learning experience. It's a good growing experience. So when I came to Canada, I further worked on that, and I traveled to many parts of the world. And everywhere that I went, I did my travel arrangements on my own, and I used to find it quite difficult because, there were people who didn't really understand what your needs were. For them, accessibility is just having a ramp, which is not enough. That is not 100% accessibility. And as I kept learning about these things and as I was traveling to different parts of the world, I realized that this is such a big need because I am not the only one who needs accessible travel, accessible accommodation, and other, other facilities while traveling. So I looked into this and I came across a couple of travel agents, and then I came across Travel for All, and I became very good friends with the CEO and founder of Travel for All. Her name is Tarita. And Tarita herself is an MS survivor. She had MS several years back, and by profession and by training, she's a social worker. So when she was diagnosed with MS, she said, okay, I have MS. I will, you know, she said she will probably not be able to work as much and the same at the same pace as she used to. Mm-hmm. So she has to now find something different. She enjoyed helping people. Even I enjoy helping people. I have been a doctor, a trained doctor, and, you know, this is something that's inbuilt in my psyche, that I love to help people. I love to make people feel relieved, happy, and taken care of. So, you know, Tarita has been doing accessible travel since many, many years. And when I started talking to her, and she said, you know, why don't you come and join my team? And I hopped on and, you know, ended up becoming the accessible travel specialist with Travel for All. I also got an opportunity to get to go to BCIT for accelerated self-employment program. So I got to learn how to do business. And my involvement with Travel for All is such that Tarita is in Nanaimo on the Vancouver Island, and I am her counterpart here in Metro Vancouver. So we are both building business for the same company, but in different areas.
Mm-hmm. So you have offices in both areas. That's pretty awesome. And I like how you, because it's one of the lessons in life is to not to try to work against people, but the more you work with people, the more good we actually create, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So
absolutely, we have to all come together. You know, it's always a bigger force,
yeah,
and a stronger force if you join forces and all, you know, we are all different. We all come with different strengths.
Yeah.
But all that diversity is actually strength. It's not weakness. It doesn't weaken you, but it actually supercharges you in, you know, whatever you want to do or whatever you want to undertake.
So, on the accessible travel part, for Travel for All, you make sure that the traveler has everything that they need from where they start to where they get to and back again.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. So, you know, it means that. And all this is guaranteed. So what happens is sometimes, you know, when you are working with a travel agent, they would promise you, oh, everything will be taken care of. We've spoken to the facilities. When you get there, everything will be ready for you. You will have the accommodation. All your needs will be met. But guess what? When you get to your destination, it's disappointing. With us, we have a database of over 200 accessible travel suppliers from all over the world who only cater to people with special needs or special travel requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, special travel requirements just does not mean that you use a wheelchair for mobility. It means that even if you are blind or visually impaired, hearing impaired, if you have a mental disability, a cognitive disability like mm-hmm. autism, a developmental disability, we have worked with people with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, MS, polio survivors, stroke survivors, mm-hmm. people with chronic illnesses, you know, people who have chronic heart condition or lung condition, but they still have the means and the time to travel, and they do want to travel.
Right.
So it includes everyone who needs, who has special travel requirements. And we are, of course, Travel for All. So it also means everyone who does not need special travel requirements, but likes to travel. They are avid travelers, and they want us to plan a travel trip for them. So we service everyone and anyone.
Yeah, I've heard some really disappointing stories. One is he's actually a family member by way of marriage. That he has stage 4 bone cancer, and the only way he can get around is on crutches. And the airport TSA people, they took his crutches away from him. They told him that he had to walk. They wouldn't wand him. They made him walk through the metal detector without his crutches. They wouldn't let him sit down while they searched his crutches. It's like, yeah, you talk about painful, right?
Oh my God, that must be painful and so unsafe.
Yeah, and that's probably something that if he would have booked the trip through you guys, that you may have been able to get him around all that.
Yes, absolutely. And Michael, it's not just it's learning a lot of skills. We have videos of people who love to travel, who have disability, who have spinal cord injury, who have some kind of mobility issues or anything at all, everything that I just mentioned a few minutes ago. And we show them these videos and we teach them how to do things that are not painful, as painless as possible, and that are safe, and how to communicate your needs to the airport personnel, to the hotel personnel, to your tour guide, to your tour coordinator or your travel coordinator, whoever it is. You know, it's sometimes that people don't know the right lingo, and it's very important for you to learn that correct lingo and, you know, express what you need.
So you're not just a travel agent, you're also an education service.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why I call myself a travel, accessible travel specialist and not a travel agent. Because, you know, we don't just specialize in, booking and researching accessibility, accommodations and transportation and, airport transfers and tours, etc. But we also educate them as to how to do things when you are away. We also tell them what happens if your wheelchair breaks down. What happens if you don't get your wheelchair back when you get off from the plane? How do you deal with that situation? What kind of paperwork you need to do? Who do you contact? How do you go about retrieving your baggage if your baggage doesn't show up? We tell them everything that is travel related, every little detail. We have had people who are on daily dialysis.
Oh, yeah.
And if they want to travel, we have made arrangements for them to be able to take fluids with them. You know, fluids is something that TSA will not allow. They will just trash it. But we have made sure that we make those arrangements for them so that they can get the medical treatment that they need, which is absolutely essential for them. And they can also have fun and enjoy their trip.
Yeah. Yeah, that is really amazing stuff. I've known a few people that were on dialysis, and and some of the limitations that that they were hit with, where they couldn't go because they were told, "Well, you're on dialysis, you can't do that."
No, not anymore.
Now you're saying, "Hey, you can do that."
Of course, and you know, we would make sure that there is a medical facility on the other end that will take care of them if need be. And then there are caregivers and certified nurses on the other end, whom they can contact if need be. So if somebody, you know, for example, let's work with a simple example. If somebody is in a wheelchair, doesn't have a travel companion or a caregiver going with them. And, you know, they get to their destination and they need somebody who's a caregiver on for 2 hours a day, or perhaps to push them while they are taking their tours and all that. And we can make arrangements for that. We can even make arrangements if their wheelchair breaks down or if they are in a manual wheelchair and when they get to the destination, they need a bath chair or a scooter or a electric wheelchair or any of the other equipment. We will make sure that they get that when they get to their destination. They don't have to take everything along with them from here. So, you know, it's a lot of services that we offer, and people have, you know, it's like building a relationship. People have got to know us to be able to benefit from our services. Excuse me, I have a very bad sore throat.
It's probably because you're around spreading all over the universe how great life is. That's what it is.
Yes. Yeah. absolutely, and you know it cannot be said enough times that life is great. You just have to learn to make the most of it. You just have to identify the opportunities. Just see the greatness in life and, you know, embrace it. And it's all yours. It's all yours to enjoy and to have fun and to live. Not just see it, you know, go by, but actually live.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say that you believe that that if you see the greatness in life, great things will happen to you.
Yes, absolutely. As they say, positive thinking manifests itself. So, you know, if you think positive, good things will happen to you. You know, if you think negatively, well, how will positive things happen to you? If, you know, if you don't even think about it. So it manifests itself. There are very strong forces in the universe all around you who are, you know, working and are aware of the desires in your heart, are aware of everything that you are thinking about, everything that you desire or you wish for. You just have to have that belief, that faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Without the belief or faith, it's like there's your limitations, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So, okay. So we're going to have to get to another break, but when we come back, okay, in the last segment here, I want to talk about December 1st and yes, the event that we're both involved in. How's that?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to get hang in there for this break, and we'll be right mm-hmm. back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC, Vancouver.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
God, ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
And thank you again for listening to Community Living Radio. And we're sitting here with Tabison. She is a accessible travel expert with Travel for All. And she an activist, I have to say. You may not actually define yourself, have that in one of your descriptions, but you are an activist. And you're also an event coordinator for a special international day. So what is that special international day?
United Nations International Day for Persons with Disability. Now, this is a day that was proclaimed by the United Nations to be celebrated as a day for persons with disability, as an empowering day, as an inspiring day, as a day for people from all walks of life to come together and celebrate and commemorate this day. You know, disability is not something that needs to be hidden. It can be celebrated, and that's what we are trying to bring out. This day is hosted or celebrated all the year, every year, annually, everywhere in the world on December 3rd. We are hosting, when we say we, this is Travel for All, in collaboration with Ukrainian Community Center, with the Wheelchair Dance Sports Association and Miss Wheelchair Canada, and Canadian Assisted Travel Society. We are hosting this event on December 1st from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. in Richmond at the Ukrainian Community Center. Now, this venue is very convenient, and it's very close to Canada Line. And then, of course, you know, once you get off at Brighouse Canada Line Station, you can take a bus, and it's about maximum 10 minutes ride to the venue. It's there's lots of parking spots available, free parking. It's a free event, and we promise the evening to be fun and entertaining with live music, food, and lots of resources, brochures, etc., available for people to take. We promise it to be educational, and our keynote speaker will be MLA of South Surrey, Miss Stephanie Cadu. She is the guest of honor and our keynote speaker. So this is an event that we are celebrating for people with disabilities and everyone else, you know, their families, their caregivers, their colleagues, whoever has a vested interest in this initiative. Everyone is welcome. We have a very big venue that that can accommodate easily 150 to 170 people. So we are hoping for a big turnout. So please do come by and join us and enjoy the evening with us.
Okay. We will actually be sharing this event on our Facebook page. We'll get all the information that you sent to us up there. Okay. On our Facebook page, because we want to fill the event, and I know you had told me off air that there was a couple of spots open for some of the friends of our show to actually be able to put some brochures up and maybe a table or something like that also. So
yes, absolutely. Yeah, I am really looking forward to be able to, you know, give out information of all the resources that are available in the community. and for people to, you know, come and familiarize themselves. Sometimes they are not aware of a lot of things, and when you go to events like this, you see these resources, you know, all pulled in one place, and it can be very beneficial.
Yeah. There are a lot of resources in the area, and I almost want to say that there is a resource for just about every need that there is. It's just that you have to be able to search through and find it. And yes. Events like this make it really great when we can gather as many of those resources together and have them displayed so people just know that they're there.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And that's the reason that we are, and this is, you know, this is the first year that we are hosting this event.
Mm-hmm.
And this event is being hosted as an initiative by a nonprofit organization in the U.S. called Able Thrive. Now, I stumbled upon Able Thrive, and when I saw that they had many countries and many cities involved in commemorating International Day for People with Disabilities, or IDPD, as we, you know, affectionately call it, I approached them and I asked them if we could be part of this initiative. And they said, of course, because this is something that that nobody in Canada has ever shown an initiative to join hands. Excuse me. They would be very happy to collaborate with us. And when I say collaboration, it's a collaboration. It's a virtual collaboration where they are, of course, promoting this event all over the world, and different countries from all over the world are participating and creating this awareness in their in their communities and their citizens. And this year, Canada is collaborating. So we are doing this here in British Columbia. And then there is one more group that is doing in Nova Scotia. So it's just two places in the whole of Canada that is participating in this meetup that is, that is being organized by Travel for All, and it's awesome.
Yeah. So, a friend of ours, Paul Gilbert, he introduced us so that we could actually help by broadcasting some of this. We're going to record, we'll be there in the venue. And for those people who are out there, you get there and you want to just give a quick interview and maybe tell a bit about your story, we're going to be there to record some of those stories.
And record
the event as it's happening. And maybe this year we won't get the really big broadcast, but I'm hoping for next year that what we'll be able to do is broadcast across the country. You know, so that would be pretty cool, right? Hopefully this year we'll be there to record some of the stories as people tell us their stories and everything, because that's what we do as a radio show. But hopefully next year we'll be able to really be able to broadcast this across the country. And we want to make this together, partnering with you and Travel for All and everybody else. So we want to make this a really big event across Canada and really get the word out. Hey, that as another group of our friends have put it, from the Semiamo House Society, they use the word diverse abilities. That there are people out there that have diverse abilities, and that means that they are still able to do lots of things.
Yes.
Just because they don't think the same way, or they have to push themselves along in a wheelchair or something, it doesn't mean that they aren't capable.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And that's the whole point of this event, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is empowering. The intent is to empower people. We will be, you know, I don't want to disclose the program just yet, but you will be amazed how talented some of the people that will be performing are. And you would be amazed how, you know, how can, they can perform being in a wheelchair. They can play musical instruments. They can dance. They can sing. They can do just about anything. And we have lined up some very interesting presentations. I promise you, it's not going to be a presentation heavy evening, because, you know, I don't believe in just talk. We will have lots of entertainment, live music, and it'll be a fun evening. This is the first year we are doing it. So we have tried to iron out as many kinks as possible, but I can ensure a fun evening, a fun, educational, and entertaining evening.
Okay. So, Tabison, for right now, what are the best ways to get a hold of you?
Sorry.
We're starting to run short on time. Okay. The best ways to get a hold of you?
The best place to get a hold of me would be, you can email me at Tabassum, TABASSUM, at travel-for-all.com, or you can call me at 604-715-5208. And if you are interested to come to the event, you can go to my Facebook page, RSVP there, or you can go to Eventbrite and RSVP for the event. But we would be very happy to answer any questions that you have. Feel free to call me, and I'm more than happy to talk to you over the phone.
Great. So thank you for joining us today, and it was fun. It was I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you very much, and thank you again for inviting me to your show and to talk to your listeners and be part of the listening community. This time I was on the talking end, but I'm pretty sure that there will be times when I will be on the listening end as well.
I'm sure you're just as good at listening as you are talking.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, and bye for now.
Bye-bye.
British Columbia is in the middle of an electoral referendum. Throughout November, eligible voters will be asked to choose between the current system of first-past-the-post or one based on proportional representation.
Mixed-member proportional is one of three options for proportional representation. In this system, British Columbians will have one local MLA and a number of regional MLAs. The ballot they cast will contribute to the selection of both.